Good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of our monthly live Meet the Experts Q&A session with Sinton's Wills, Trusts and Estates team. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sinton's. Your speaker today is on the screen there in front of you. It is Solicitor Nikita Noel from our Wills, Trusts and Estates team. And as with each of these sessions, Nikita is going to answer 3 questions which are up there in front of you, which you have put to us. So as with all previous sessions, these are brought to you live at 10 a.m. on Teams, second working Friday of each month, and we answer 3 questions that you're asking us, that you're putting to us. So they are there in front of you. Without any further ado, straight over to Nikita. Nikita, good morning, and over to you.
Good morning. Thank you, David. So yes, as you can see on the screen, we've had 3 questions in this week. The first being, will my estate be subject to inheritance tax if I die? So in short, how it works is that on death, there is potentially an inheritance tax payment. Each individual has what's called a nil rate band, which is £325,000 where there isn't any inheritance tax to pay. Now, that nil rate band is transferable between spouses. So if you're a married couple, that means that on the second death, the survivor will have £650,000 worth of inheritance tax-free assets. Now, a few years ago, the government brought in an additional nil rate band, which is referred to as the residence nil rate band, which is also available and transferable between spouses. There's a criteria that has to be met for couples to get the residence nil rate band, which is that your combined estates need to be below £2 million. You need to leave your property to your direct descendants, so children, grandchildren, etc. But in short, what this means is that a married couple can potentially benefit from £1 million worth of tax-free allowances. Anything over that amount is taxed at 40%. Now, there are additional reliefs that are available depending on whether you have a business or shares in a business or you own a farm, but we might cover that in a separate podcast. But to put it quite simply, there are these nil rate bands available, and also assuming that you don't make any significant gifts in the 7 years prior to your death, then a married couple can benefit from £1 million worth of tax-free assets. Now, the second question that came in was, what happens to my estate if I die? And that all really depends on whether or not you prepare a will. So obviously I work in wills and probate. I'm always going to advocate the fact that everyone should have a will. So if you do prepare a will, then as part of that process, you will appoint your executors. So your executors are people who deal with the administration of your estate. And what that means is that they will make sure that your wishes are carried out as per your will. So whoever you say you want to get what, they will ensure that that happens. So obviously the whole process is a lot simpler if you do have a will. If not, then you are considered to die intestate. So your estate will be administered in line with the rules of intestacy. So we'll start off with if you are married. So if you are married and you have children, your spouse gets your share in the property and also the first £270,000 of any cash assets in your estate. They then get 50% of the remainder of the estate and your children would receive the remaining 50% share. However, if you die without being married or without having any children, that's when it starts to become a little bit more complicated. So there's certain rules that must be abided by. So there you'll start off by looking at, do you have a spouse? Do you have any children, any parents, siblings, grandparents, aunties and uncles, all the way down to the crown? So of course, if you have a partner who may not be legally married to, then it's really important you have a will if you want them to benefit, because under the rules of intestacy, they wouldn't. And then finally, our final question is, I have power of attorney. Can my attorneys continue to act when I die, and can they apply for probate? So the short answer is no. A power of attorney is something that you prepare during your lifetime. Your LPA is only valid during the lifetime of the person who creates it, and that person is referred to as the donor. Upon your death, then the power of who deals with your cash or property assets passes to your executors under your will or your administrators in the case of where you die without having a will. A power of attorney doesn't have any bearing on whether or not a grant of probate is required either. So we haven't touched upon a grant of probate in this podcast, but probate is a court sealed document which effectively dictates who has the authority to deal with the administration of your estate. So it names who your executors are and allows them to liquidate certain assets. So for some assets, such as to be able to sell a property, you will always need a grant of probate. However, it really does depend on the other assets in your estate, and certain banks and institutions might not need a grant of probate. So whether or not one is required really depends on what you have, but your attorneys aren't able to apply for a grant of probate. That lies with your executors. So back over to you, David. Thank you for your questions, and I hope that that was okay.
Thanks very much, Nikita. Enjoyed listening to those. Good questions and good answers. Very quickly for me, just to conclude, the firm is continuing to work hard to produce and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, blogs, podcasts, videos, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of this Q&A session. You can also follow the Wills Trust and Estates team on Twitter at SintonsPC. Just pop Nikita's details back on the screen there. If you'd like to discuss anything she's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch. As I said, details are there. Telephone number 0191226 3711, and via email nikita.noel@sintons.co.uk. Our next session will be with you on the second Friday of October at 10 a.m. and as usual, I'll send the link round to the sessions nearer the time. Just wanted to take the opportunity to thank you for the amount of people that have tuned into these sessions. We've had real successes with these sessions across employment and family over the last couple of years, but the amount of people that are tuning into these sessions has truly been staggering. So we are generally so pleased that they are adding value to you. And whilst they continue to add value, we will continue to bring them to you. So thank you once again, and please do keep sending your questions in. That's enough for me. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you next time.